I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
Now, since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
Hussein, everyone!
Quickly become
magic.
One of the biggest leaders.
Really resonate with him.
He's a good guy.
He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short, and you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
Right now, as I'm doing this podcast with you, I'm also recording this on my phone because it's going to be a podcast for my Shakir Hussein show. Okay, which basically means I'm doing two things at once. And the question is, you know, how do I prioritize my day? Well, when I wake up, it starts from the night before. The night before, I try and not get coffee in after 7 p.m. After 6 p.m., I try not to eat anything, just because I want to wake up the next day with a lot of energy. And the most valuable thing in my life is it's my time, but everyone has time. So it's not time. It's my energy because of what I can produce in that time. So when I wake up in the morning, I got to wake up early because I have to pray. And when I do, the first thing I do is, you know, in my bathroom, I have five things that's there. Like it's just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. First thing I need to do is floss. So I'd floss. And then I grab my toothpaste, and then I brush my teeth, then I brush my tongue, and then I use mouthwash. And there's these five things, right? Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things. And I got to do them in order, so it's a habit. And why do I do that? It's because then in the morning I'm not waking up and I'm not saying, where's my floss kit? Where's my toothbrush? Where's my... It's just there. And by having it in that order, it's conditioning my mind. Just follow the system, right? Just follow the system. And then as soon as I do that, whilst I'm in the mirror, I mean, I don't know how deep you want me to go, but I'll tell you, when I'm looking at the mirror, I'm right-handed, but I use my left hand because it gets my brain working. And I learned that from one of my mentors called Jim Quick. So I'm brushing with my left hand, and then I am actually doing this, okay? I am tiptoeing, and... I can't remember why, but I paid Tony Robbins a ton of money for one of his events. And at the event, one of the lady speaker, she gets on and she goes, when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you want to do is when you're brushing your teeth, you do this, okay? For those of you guys who can't see me on the podcast, I'm tiptoeing. And so I do that for a good couple of minutes. Even whilst I'm doing that, I'm looking in the mirror and I'm doing my affirmations. Okay, I'm doing my affirmations, which, you know, sounds weird to people. I don't really care what people think about this, but I'm going to recommend you do it. And start by saying things like, you know, what you appreciate of yourself, what you love about yourself, and what kind of goals you're going to go and achieve. So I say to myself, you know, I love you. I am going to have the best day of my life. All of these things. And see, here's the thing. Most people are so afraid to even do this because they don't want to lie to themselves. Okay. And so I have this really cool morning ritual that I've kind of refined over the years. Because I'll just give you one example. When you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you tell yourself you love yourself, do you really care or need anyone else's love?
No.
No, because you're strengthening yourself. And I promise you, if you do this,
you love yourself, you can't accomplish anything.
Yeah. And what happens is when you start your day off like that, you have a higher renewed sense of energy, confidence, clarity. Next thing I do is I go and have a cold shower. Okay. I have a really cold shower, wakes me up. I pray. Then I grab some coffee and I go straight to doing one big thing. So I carry around these little pads, and on the little pad, I just write one thing. Okay. I used to try and achieve so much in one day, which is cool. But now I try and do just one big thing each day. So I just write one thing I'm going to do. And I say, no matter what happens, I'm going to allocate 3 focused hours for it. Okay, and that's it. That's after I'm doing 3 hours of focus work, which means no internet, no Wi-Fi, no talking to people, just 3 hours, I'm good for the day. Then I can do anything I want. You know, I can do interviews, I can do podcast. I'm pretty much free for the day. But I try and get those 3 hours in each day. That's how I start my day. Hopefully that made sense to you. And you enjoyed that part. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.